Resources Committee to order. We have just one bill before us.
To be substituted for House Bill number 248, Finance Amendment. You have in your packet a 5985 Senate Committee substitute. And I would like to declare the public hearing open. The prime sponsor is here and is apparently either under threat of call or something. Had enough difficulty with not catching certain sessions. No, the public hearing is open, and Representative Schultz, I just wanted to be sure that the Senate Committee substitute that's before us does have your concurrence. There's been a lot of discussion on this. It's a long-standing, difficult issue that needs some resolution, and I just kind of needed your word on it.
Yes, and thank you, Madam Chairman. My name is Dick Schultz, District 17. And yes, and I appreciate the work that the committee staff has done on this, and I've gone over this with Mackay, and I have signed off on it, and it is agreeable, and we've gone over it with some of the people that have been involved in the LEAP program. So I am in concurrence with the legislation. I'm sorry for the hold up and the communication problems, but everything is getting hectic right down here. I appreciate it.
Fine, and I, you know, in light of other testimony, it would be my intention to, you know, if there's a problem, to get back. We're getting to the point now where I think if the bill's going to go, it needs to move, but I want to have a resolution here if we can. So thank you very much. Are there questions of Representative Schultz? Senator?
Thank you. I think the question I had, I don't have a final answer to this, but the other day, the question is, if somebody is leasing land and they don't want to buy it, they can continue to lease it. But what happens if somebody else wanted to buy that land?
The contract, the contract.
Okay, but how about if they put in a bid effective after the lease expires?
That person, it's my understanding that the lease, that once a person enters into a lease, long-term 55-year lease or whatever, are you saying that the option to renew is given back to that same person for renewal? And a person wouldn't be able to come in and buy it out from underneath them.
Okay. No. They can't do that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Just a moment. Is there anyone else that would like to speak? I'd like some testimony from the Department of Natural Resources. Thank you, Representative.
Madam Chair, I just wanted to say a couple of things. First of all, your staff has done a great job on putting together the CS. And my name is Ned Parker. We support the CS the way it's drafted. It makes a lot of improvements over the House bill without changing the intent. It just makes it clearer. Then a couple of quick comments. First of all, where the bill refers to an appraisal, we will conduct that appraisal under our standard terms, the way we do it for anything else, and that will be subject to challenge if anybody has a problem with it under AS 3805-0853. The second thing is that where the bill refers to a sale of agricultural land, we will do that, and that's on the second page of the bill. We will do any sort of sale of agricultural land the same way we do for any agricultural land under AS 3805-321. So those are the two comments that I wanted to make for the record. I think the bill has our staff support for the answer. Thank you.
Fine. Are there questions, Mr.
Council?
Thank you very much. Does anyone else wish to be heard on the bill? Anyone else wish to be heard? Okay. Apparently not. I would then close the public hearing. Would need a motion on
the bill with individual recommendations.
Senator, I first need a bill to bring the committee substitute before the...
Madam Chairman, I move the committee substitute as drafted.
Do I hear an objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Senator Coghill?
I move the Senate committee substitute for House Bill 248, Resources with Individual Recommendations.
Yeah,
I'm and ask you now.
Do I hear an objection? Hearing none, so ordered. We have thought that...
how pleasant we are today.
There had been one other House resolution.
Some of us are.
As far as I know, that's about it for this year, but we might have to close or have a short meeting if anything comes over. But I, what's left of the committee here, I really want to thank you for being a great committee. I think we've got the best committee, House and Senate. And
well,
that's how
you keep asking for those bills on the floor, Madam Chairman. Why would I have to have a meeting Tuesday morning?
10 people at least, I think. Well, Labor and Commerce is it's a second.
You guys have a hard time meeting.
Sorry, I've insulted everybody.
We're just great guys. No getting
no, but it has been.
You folks are going to have
HJR 39 may come over, but it's not here yet.
I think you can have a resolution commanding the Resource Committee.
I think so, too.
Why don't you have staff put together a resolution,
a citation,
a commentation to the Resources Committee from the Resource.